You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning in, making an intentional choice, hitting the button, turning the dial to tune in to 91.5 WMIEFM.com, today's modern worship. If you're at 10:30, it is WWBC, 1510 AM, 5 o'clock, it's back here on WMIE. And so we want to say thank you for 5.5 years, or going on 5.5 years of joining us Monday through Friday at this time, or listening on the podcast. When we were invited to come on here, I had no idea what this program was going to do, what it was going to be like, but we are certainly glad that God has enabled us to make an impact of influence for the kingdom of God here in Brevard County. So we want to say thank you for making that possible. And we had a gentleman at church on Sunday. He was there because he had heard us on the radio program, and we're just certainly glad for the influence that God has given us here to speak his word and his truth through Brevard County. We want to say thank you today to Bill Andryk and Creative AC Solutions. He can be reached at 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you have any heating or air conditioning needs this time of year, you could need one or both of those systems operating in the same day, same period of time in the week. And that is the case where your unit is not working the way that it should, I want to encourage you to give Bill Andryk a call if you're in central Brevard County here, 321-759-3284. He can work on every type of system. My son had talked to him about an issue several months ago, and Bill was able to give him the information that he needed right over the phone. He has a really, really keen mind when it comes to air conditioning and heating systems. And so if he can be a blessing to you, give him a call, 321-759-3284. So I want to tell you a little bit about our church service this last week. I preached on the intensive prayer unit. It was a sermon that involved the same text that I preached here on the radio several months ago. And one of the things, at the end of the service, I had passed out some cards, and I had asked our congregation to fill those out. Now, the card design looked pretty. It wasn't as functional as we'd like, so for that, I apologize. We're not going to have that problem here on the radio. And so what I would like to make known to you is I would like to pray for you. Now, in Colossians chapter 4, verse number 12, it talks about Epaphras and how he was praying for the Colossians. And he was praying that they would be able to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. And that word perfect talks about an area of their life that they were growing in, or that they were maturing in, to where they would reach that status of moral and mental character and maturity, that they would be laboring in maturity. They would be thinking the way a mature person thinks in the body of Christ. And then the second part, the part about completion, had to do with the concept of meeting every need, or equipping the saints with all sufficiency for the task that they would have in the will of God. And so I asked the people of the congregation, and surprisingly a large number of people turned these cards in, and that is, I would like for you to let me know, what is an area in your life that you feel you need to grow in 2019? whether that is a spiritual area. A lot of our people turned in things like, I need to grow in peace. I need to grow in God's mercy. I need to grow in love. I need to grow in faith. I need to grow in patience. A lot of understanding what God's will is for my life. And so there were a lot of those type of needs. So I want to ask you, what do you want to grow? It could be that you need to grow in the wisdom of how to handle finances. It might have to do with growing in wisdom as far as your relationships go. And so as the radio congregation of Merit Assembly of God, I would like to ask you to send me a notice and say, would you pray for this area of my life that I would grow? It could be occupational skill. It could be any number of things. I said, now, I want you to put that down there. And the second thing was the area of your greatest need. What do you need to God to do in you that would give you the confidence, the full assurance, the completion to know that God is ministering to you and through you, and you are actually overflowing with the goodness of God. So it could be that you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that you need God to prioritize your time in the Word. It could be an area of need, like you need healing in your body. We were in Fiji, and the person that I traveled with, his wife wasn't able to go because of a physical situation. And so that's a need that is making ministry a lot more challenging. And so you might need physical healing. You might need emotional healing. You might need financial healing. A lot of those areas are great needs, so that we want to pray that God would equip us so that we would be able to stand complete in all the will of God. So if you would like to email us, if you'd like to contact us by phone, 321-454-4263, 321-454-4263. Our email address is Merit Assembly. It's all one word, MERRITTASSEMBLY at hotmail.com. You could also write us a note and send it to 165 North. And then the street address is Grove, G-R-O-V-E Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. And so I was challenging our church to be like Epaphras, and that we would fervently pray, that we would struggle for the prize, that the body of Christ, that Merritt Assembly of God and the church in Brevard County would be able to withstand any storm, be able to withstand any upheaval, any attack from the enemy, because of the goodness and the greatness of God. And so if you'd like to contact us, we would love to add you to that. You can send us that information. If you can do it in the next couple of days, that would be great, because I'm going to hand out those prayer guides. When I do that, I don't put people's names on them. I just identified the need. So if you would like to be included in that prayer, knowing that God knows what you have need of before you even ask. So, you know, when we're praying for those situations, we would love to be able to stand. Maybe you don't want to identify a particular area of growth or need, but you just want to be added to our prayer list. You can contact us, and we will add you by name, and we will be praying that you would be able to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. One more thing, and then we'll get to the Word today, and that is this coming Sunday, 10:30 of a morning, 6:30 of an evening, we have Reverend Mark Perkey, who is going to be with us. He's an evangelist out of Oklahoma, and we reconnected with him after, 30 years of, or let's see, is that right? 35 years since we had attended school together. We reconnected last year through a mutual friend. And so he's going to be coming and preaching the Word. He's a full-time evangelist, travels all over the country. And we're looking forward to what God has in store for us this weekend. So Join us 10:30 of a morning or 6:30 of an evening. So now with 1/3 of our program already gone, let's get to the Word of God. And I just wanted to give you an update and include you. I mean, you are not, what is the word? You are not excluded from our prayer focus. I want to pray for you that you will become all that God wants you to be, just the same as I pray for the people who sit in our sanctuary, that I want them to be all that God wants them to be. So with that being said, we're going to return to our study of forgiveness. By the way, I listened to yesterday's program again, and I was like, I was blessed. I don't know about you, but yesterday's program was something that spoke to me. I had done the radio program, went back and listened to it, and just got ministered to all over again. And so if you missed yesterday's program, go back and take a listen to that. It might be a blessing to you as it was to me. In Matthew chapter 9, we're going to read verses 1 through 8 this morning. We're going through the Lord's Prayer, the Sermon on the Mount, and we've come to the Lord's Prayer, and we're talking about that we are supposed to forgive even as we have been forgiven. Matthew chapter 9, verse number 1 says this: "So he got into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own city. Then behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, 'Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you.' And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, 'This man blasphemes.' But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, 'Why do you think evil in your heart? For which is easier, to say, "Your sins are forgiven you," or to say, "Arise and walk"? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, 'Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house.' And he arose and departed. Now when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God who had given such power to men." So there are several things that we want to talk about here today. And the first one is that the people thought that Jesus was blasphemous because he said your sins are forgiven you. I want you to know blasphemy means to speak evil of. They started speaking evil of him because he addressed the man's spiritual condition, and they thought that his physical condition was much more important than that. But after he dealt with the spiritual issue, then he dealt with the paralysis issue. It was something that was there that he doesn't just want to deal with one area of our lives. He wants to deal with all the areas of our lives. And so when I was talking about completion earlier, or fully assured or being confident, that we know that God is at work in us spiritually, yes, but he's also working on us mentally. He's working on us in a godly manner. He's working on our emotions. He's working on our finances and our relationship. God is on the job in our lives and through our lives. Now, the thing that I wanted to point out to you in verse number 8 here, it says, "Now when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God who had given such power to men." In this passage, there are two concepts of authority that are dealt with. The first is the authority to forgive, and the second is the authority to heal. And the men that were in that room, they were amazed, they were marveling at the authority that had been given to men, that had been given to Jesus, the Son of Man, to be able to heal. And I want you to know that Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me on heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore." Mark chapter 16 not only talks about the spiritual authority as far as dealing with the spiritual realm, but also the authority to heal the sick. I believe that God has given to us the authority that we can speak the word of God to a situation. He sent forth his word and healed them. So we believe in God, Jesus the Savior, Jesus the healer, Jesus the baptizer in the Holy Spirit, and Jesus the coming King. And these people were amazed because all of a sudden they are seeing this man healed. Now, they didn't really have that much of a problem with him healing. Their problem was that he first addressed the spiritual issue and said, "Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you." Their struggle was in the realm of forgiveness. In modern times, we don't struggle as much with the concept of God forgiving sins as much as we do with the concept of healing our broken bodies. And believe me, the number one need that was mentioned from our Sunday morning service was that they needed healing. I know a number of people that being healed would enable them to fulfill the will of God, the call of God on their life, to a much greater degree than what we've seen. And wouldn't it be awesome to have a testimony that goes forth that says, "Hey, I am forgiven, but I am also made whole in Jesus' name." We need to still marvel at the concept that Jesus forgives our sins. I don't ever want to lose the wonder, the amazement that God, through the death, of burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, has enabled my sin to be washed away as if it had never, ever happened. So if you have never asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins, I encourage you to do so today. There's a whole new dimension of living that is available when you realize that an authoritative decree from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has canceled the wages of sin, which is death, in our lives, and he's given us eternal life. I see a lot of stuff that comes across Facebook, and a lot of times it's like, okay, that's dumb. I see a lot of people that post things that aren't biblical on there, but there was a picture that was posted recently, past few days, and man, it just spoke to my spirit. It didn't really have a whole lot of words to say. It just said, "The first day in heaven." And it showed this person with just this look of exuberance on her face. And forgive me if I'm not quite as pious as and solemn as some people want to think heaven is going to be, but it showed this lady in an embrace with Jesus because eternity was going to be spent with them. I pray that we don't ever lose the wonder of the fellowship and the reconciliation that we have to God that is available. Heaven is going to be so much better than what you and I could ever, ever conceive. So I just want to encourage you today to be a person who not only receives that forgiveness, but that you can also dispense it. In Matthew chapter 6, verse number 14, it says, "If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." there's a lot in our life that is contingent upon the way that we do. Do you realize that forgiveness was generally not a concept that was talked about a whole lot as far as interpersonal relationships that was talked about in the Old Testament? A lot of that was an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and things like that. But in the New Testament, we're going to operate by a different standard, a higher standard. I want you to realize that the New Testament was not a lowering of God's standard. It was an elevation of God's standard. And so I don't have to go around seeking revenge. I get to go around celebrating God's forgiveness. Just this last week, it was announced that a person was going to be granted clemency. There was going to be a pardon that was issued. They were guilty. There was no mistake about that. But the governor of Tennessee, I believe it is, had said, you know what? Because of the circumstances of this case, we are going to release you. And we're going to give you a second chance at life. I don't know about you, but I've blown it. A lot of people, when they look at the story in Matthew chapter 9, our attitudes towards sin many times is that it is an action rather than a condition of the heart. And I just want to point out to you, this man that is being addressed here in Matthew chapter 9, it said he was suffering from paralysis. He needed somebody to carry him around everywhere he went. And so I want you to know that sin is not just an activity that we do, but that activity is birthed from a sinful desire, a lust, a craving inside of us. It's an attitude that has an improper inclination towards God. You don't have to be up and around and active to be engaged in sin. And the truth of the matter is, while many people are focused on your outward appearances, your outward abilities, Jesus zeroed in on the condition of the man's heart. Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about this a little bit later. As far as what do you do once you're forgiven? But I will tell you this. Jesus doesn't forgive us our sins so that we can continue in our sin. He wants to deal with the condition of our heart so that we live from that day forward as an entirely different human being. A lot of people want to say, well, judge not lest you be judged. And, neither do I condemn you and all of that. But what they miss, what they overlook and they forget is that forgiveness is supposed to be a transitional point to an entirely different way of life. The woman caught in the act of adultery, Jesus' words to her were, go and sin no more. It wasn't a justification of her sin. It wasn't a justification of my pet sin or your pet sin, as if we control it. A lot of people try and treat their sin, and they guard it, they protect it. They will get into theological arguments over it. They will pound on the fist or on the table, and they will raise their voice, and I'm entitled to this in my life, because they don't want to let it go. Remember from yesterday's program, the concept of forgiveness was sending something forth. Now, I'm not here to condemn anybody, because no matter what type of sin controls you or has controlled you in the past, Jesus just wants to set you free from it. And so if I've been set free from something and you haven't been set free from that yet, I'm not here to beat you up. I'm here to show you what a liberated, forgiven individual looks like so that you would aspire to have that forgiveness in your life as well. And so I was having a conversation with a person in the community. It wasn't a person from my church. And there was an issue that we were being discussed, and I explained to them my position on it, in that I had seen the devastation that that particular type of sin has upon people's lives. And I said, so I'm not in favor of that type of sin. I've seen people's ministries shipwrecked because of that sin. I've seen people's lives end because of that sin. I've seen people's lives forever diminished because of that type of sin. And sometimes it was people because of collateral damage, not something that they had done. It was something that someone else did, and they ended up being impacted in this lost and fallen world because of that sin. Today, I want you to know that Jesus knows everything that is going on in your heart and in your life, and he wants to forgive you. You might think, like this man did in Matthew chapter 9, that your greatest need is a physical or a superficial need, something that everybody can see, but deep down you really know that Jesus realizes that the even greater problem is a spiritual problem. It's a lack of forgiveness. It is an improper inclination towards God. Instead of working with God, you are fighting him. The Bible describes us as at enmity with him, that we are warring. Our flesh wars against the spirit. And so today, if you find yourself fighting against God, I want you to know that the first step towards changing that reality in your life is saying, Jesus, would you forgive me of my sins? Would you meet my spiritual needs? And would you meet my physical needs? Because I want to live for you. Okay? If you've never been forgiven by God, it's going to be awfully hard for you to forgive the way that God wants you to forgive because you haven't experienced it yet. Don't go another day without experiencing and practicing the forgiveness of God. See you next time right here on
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
To you, that we would love the same. Our hearts will sing that song.